When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I mean, I don't know about saying Target is racist because of that costume, which I looked up online. Shaletta, you know, she has a right to her view, for sure. I'm glad they pulled the costume, I'll tell you that much. Welcome to Drive Time. Good to be with you. Hour three. I want to ask you guys about the state fair and politics. Because when I go to the state fair, I 0% want to meet or talk to any politicians. But it's election season. They're going to be all over the place. Are you looking forward to meeting any particular politicians at the fair? Are you looking forward to hearing from someone? Do you have questions you want to ask? 651-461-9226. If it were up to me in an election year, I'd tell them all to stay home. Come and have fun, but I don't need your booths. I don't need your Walls Lied booth. I don't need your... What are those guys going to do, by the way?
Yeah.
Are they going to change their shtick to something else?
It'll be fraud related or something.
Spin the wheel like they had all of that.
Telling us things that we know all about and we get it. Yeah.
I'm just curious if... Because I'm of mixed feeling on this, which is why I really want to hear from you guys at 651-461-9226. Sometimes I have my opinion. I want to convince you guys that I'm right. In this scenario, I really want to know where you're at on this. Because on the one hand, what an opportunity to go to the state fair. You may be able to run into Lisa Daymuth. You may be able to run into Amy Klobuchar and Michelle Tafoya. And Peggy Flanagan, and then some of the down ballot races, mm-hmm. like the attorney general candidates. I know a lot of you are pretty geeked up about seeing the auditor candidate. Oh, do I love like a state elected official? Like, who's going to take Julie Blah's job? I can't wait. Maybe that's your kink. It's none of my business. And then also, like, I just want to eat my dang Pronto Pup and my footlong hot dog and my fresh French fries and just have some peace, have a moment. Like, part of what I love about the state fair is you have city and rural, black and white, rich and poor, and everybody's the same. You all wait in the same dang line. You're all the same people. Like, I love that. And when you introduce the political side of things, it's just a division that I feel like is not really necessary. Now, a texter says, I avoid the WCCO booth because it's next door to the state GOP. We like our neighbors. Now, sometimes over at the state GOP booth, they just rip on me for great. You know what I say? Thanks for listening. I'm glad. You know, it's all right.
Yeah. It's okay to disagree.
I do not want to see any of them, says Jeff in St. Francis. None of them represent me or most of Minnesota. I know they all represent the far left or the far right. If I ask what they're going to do for us in the middle, they simply lie and tell a bunch of BS. I do think a lot of people feel like Jeff, right? Where the politics are not, they're not aimed for you if you're somebody that's in the middle.
Yeah.
Every year I go to the booths and get the buttons, says a texter. Don't really care if I see the candidate. It's a bonus, not a must. Now, I think that's interesting because, look, we are a little spoiled in this job in that we get to meet some of these candidates. We get to interview them. And for the average Minnesotan, have you ever met a governor, a sitting governor, or a lieutenant governor, or a senator? I don't know. So on that side, like, it might be cool, right? Another texter, my main goal is to stay as far away as possible from every Democratic candidate. I mean, obviously, like the hardcore Republicans and the hardcore Democrats, like, you don't want to see any. But if you are a hardcore Republican, wouldn't you like to ask Amy Klobuchar a question?
Yeah.
I mean, there is some of the fact that, like, and that's the thing. Like, do you want to have a policy conversation at the corner of Carnes and Nelson? Like, there's something weird about that also.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like you should be keeping it light. You know what I mean? There's just something strange to me about this juxtaposition.
Sorry, Amy. Can you please set down your Peaches donuts? I need to ask you about the war in Iran real quick. it's a lot of weird.
It's a little strange.
Weird vibe.
It's a little strange, right?
Yeah.
But I do think this is why I'm so undecided on this, because there's a combo platter of the fact that most of us don't get the chance to meet these folks. And so I think it would be cool. Jonathan says, I might lose my appetite if I see a politician. Jonathan says, sort of what I'm thinking. Like, I would rather never see a politician at the state fair again. Now, the flip side to that is, like, if you had someone running for governor and they didn't go to the state fair, wouldn't you be suspicious of them? Like, would that be disqualifying for somebody running for governor of Minnesota?
Like, when we had Walz a couple of years ago with the VP situation, was there any speculation that he might not show up?
Mm.
Because I know there was we were on Walz watch.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
There was some thought that maybe he wouldn't be there because he was, you know,
the big stage.
When you don't need to campaign in Minnesota.
Yeah. Obviously, it's different than gubernatorial, but yeah.
Yeah.
Last year, we had a plethora of people. We had Walz, Damuth, a bunch of people on one of the Sundays with Blois, just on our stage. So they do pop out from time to time.
Now, some texters are wanting to meet the losing candidates. And now that would be more fun. If you could meet, texter says, I would love to meet Mike Lindell. And again, I hate to be so definitive, because I know Mike thinks that he won and got screwed out of 40,000 votes.
There's a booth for that. There will be a booth at the fair.
Another texter wants more Jason DeRussia, Adam Schwarzy. That interview dynamic was so good. Yeah.
Check out the CCO radio stage. It might happen.
A texter says, I would love to run into the governor candidates and ask them this question calmly. We have a law in our state that allows women to choose to abort their child all the way up to the moment of birth. Do you believe that is a moral law in the state of Minnesota? So if abortion is your issue, that would be a great opportunity to ask that question. I will say, like, not that I want to get into a debate on this, But I personally believe that abortion law in Minnesota should have, it should be more explicit with an end point. But I'll also point out that this scenario that's being laid out is not happening.
Yeah.
So it is valid to say, well, if it's not happening, why not just like adjust the law? And I think the idea is to let doctors make decisions, not to have the law. And I think common sense, putting, you know, figuring out where that line is might be difficult, but for sure you could draw that line at a certain point,
yeah.
Say, and take that issue off the table. Jason, since Republicans are running some more normal candidates this time, it might be fun to ask them a few questions to see if I can become a Republican again, says Todd. Yeah, I think, I mean, we heard Tim Pawlenty on with Chad earlier today saying that these are the best Republican candidates in more than two decades. And I totally agree.
Yeah.
But the question with both of these candidates is like, it's the same thing when Scott Jensen ran. At the time, he was a very well-respected, independent Republican legislator.
Mm-hmm.
But he ran far to the right. What's going to happen with Lisa Daymuth and Michelle Tafoya? We'll see.
There's also a lot of runway between now and November, too. There's,
yeah.
Yeah. The story is not over yet.
No. And then another texter says, isn't the point to have access to the candidates and have an opportunity to see them and talk to them? Mm. I think the question is, are you going to get that opportunity? Because we're in such a bubble wrap the candidate era.
Mm-hmm.
So do you get the opportunity? You know there are going to be cameras in their face all the time. That's just the world now. So will you get an opportunity to ask a question and have a conversation? I hope so.
Mm.
I hope so. We had a debate on this show as to whether or not Dan and I were discussing, do we have politicians on? What if we just didn't have any candidates on and did our show without it? I don't know. I'll ask you guys. Should we interview politicians? 651-461-9226. Just from the fair. Obviously, we want to do it in the regular confines of our show. But should we interview Amy Klobuchar and Peggy Flanagan and Lisa Daymuth and Michelle Tafoya? What do you guys think? 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in just a minute. Most of you guys want us to interview politicians. We were discussing, like, is this a good point of differentiation for us, right? If we could advertise, like, hey, Minnesota State Fair, we're going to politician free.
Hmm.
Because are they going to, I don't know. The fair is an awkward spot. And, like, it's the only spot that Governor Tim Walz ever has done an interview with me. It was the last time we spoke on this show was at the fair when he was running for re-election almost 4 years ago now. It was my first summer.
Takes off his invisibility cloak, and there he is.
Yeah, I think so. From that perspective, you're like, well, we have access to these folks. And one texter said, well, didn't you already do it? Didn't you already talk to them? But you do want to. There are new questions that come up, new issues, etc. Texter says light is the best disinfectant. Journalists are the fourth check and balance in our democracy. Another says, I do say yes, interview them, but let them do it with a mouthful of cheese curds. Another texter says, in my opinion, access and information, never a bad thing. There is the flip side, though. Do not interview any candidates while you're at the fair. Interview the 4-H kids that made things. Interview the people that can their fruits and vegetables. I get that. Just interview normal people. We're going to do that, too. Like, we have the 4-H kids who take part in the llama costume contest will be joining us. Another texture, why do politics have to infest every part of daily life? It's interesting. They say the major point of opinion at the state fair should be who builds the better tractor is John Deere. I know, like, some of you are cat fans. You're wrong. And why does Dolores from Howard Lake always win the blueberry pie contest? I do understand that too, right? Yeah. Where it's like, I will say this. We do have access to these folks at the fair.
Yeah.
So Dan and I decided that we're not going to do a ton of it. Mm-hmm. Like we're not doing auditor. We're not doing attorney general. We're not doing the U.S. rep.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Races. Mm-hmm. But we will do the Senate candidates and we will do the governor candidates if we can get that. That's up to them if they want to schedule it or do it, right?
I also think security plays a lot into this too.
Mm.
Not to tie different ends, but like ever since the Charlie Kirk thing, Donald Trump being attempting assassination, like
it's true.
Gets a little dicey even when you have tightened security at the fair.
Texter says, I like the idea of interviewing politicians at the fair, but challenge them to say something other than attacking the other side of the aisle. I think what I want to ask people, and you see what the news gives you that day. Yeah. Well, I would like, now that we have the candidates, the opportunity to really focus in a little bit more on what are your plans for growth for Minnesota? How do we grow? That's what I would like to hear, because I think what we're seeing throughout the state is the result of everything costs more. So government, of course, costs more. Mm. But unless you grow, how do you pay for that?
Yeah.
And we're in a tough spot right now. Another texter says, see if you can get them to answer a question. Ha-ha. There is some fairness to that. Appreciate all the feedback. Just sort of helps me get where people are at on this. We're going to break. Dave Schwartz will join us in just a minute. The Minnesota Lynx playing tonight. And a ruling from the WNBA as to whether a former male basketball standout could be eligible for the WNBA draft. A ruling from that league. And some thoughts on that when we come back.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.